Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this episode number 50 of the 5 Minute Geek Show. 50. That's a lot. Twice weekly show about development, everything around it. 50 episodes. Can you believe it? This little show. Our sweet little show. Just growing up. It's one topic per episode. It's about front and back end mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Remember in the early days of the Geek Show? We didn't have an intro. The outro was Matt singing and clapping. Man, you remember that? The early days, back when there was video? Today we're going to be talking about something, but first reminiscing. Oh, the Geek Show. Back in the days when it was actually 5 minutes long. The days of yore. Today we're talking about communicating. Communicating is really important. Communicating and communicating well and often are really important with so many aspects of our lives. It's so important with your spouse or significant other to be able to tell them how you're feeling. And you can, you know, I'm a really bad communicator, especially with my wife, my poor wife. She's very clear most of the time. She uses her words well most of the time. She's usually pretty aware of her emotions, and I'm not particularly any of those things. So it's pretty difficult for her to try and be in a marriage with me when I maybe don't always know how I'm feeling. So let alone communicating them, don't even always know. But when I do know, being able to put it in words and then actually say those words, the right words, is pretty difficult. And one of the things that you find is that I found this to be true for a long time, is that unmet expectations is one of the sources of greatest conflict in all relationships. And unmet assumed, or however you want to call them, expectations is the biggest of those, the biggest subset of unmet expectations. And it's because they're not communicated. And it's not just because someone's like, well, I want something and I'm not going to tell them. There's all sorts of reasons. There's because you just assume that the other person values it, or you assume that they understood that you wanted it, or you think you communicated it. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons. Some of them have to do with culture. Some of them have to do with somebody else's lack of communication, whatever it ends up being. But in the end, the solution is, you know, assuming makes an ass out of you and me. You remember that, right? Well, assuming doesn't. That makes an asset of you and Ming. But assumption. You know what they say about when you assume? There you go. It makes an ass out of you and me. Communicating is kind of the opposite of assuming a little bit. It's rather than assuming, you assume that they don't know, and therefore you communicate it. If you assume that they do know, you don't really need to communicate, right? This is true in a lot of other contexts. It's true for clients when you get 8 weeks into something and there's this big fuss because you did it wrong, or somebody said one thing and somebody else said one thing, and you've been listening to the somebody else for the last 8 weeks without actually saying, hey, are you sure that this is still what we want? I mean, remember the Geek Show where I was talking about, you know, me always pointing to some assumption that I had about Dan doing the business development and never actually communicating all my feelings about it. This is the same thing here. Basically what I'm saying is, because I'm rambling again, that's a thing, okay? When there's something that you have in your head, especially when it's important, having to do with the work that you're doing or the relationship that you have or whatever else, it's a discipline that we need to develop to get that thing out of our head and as clear and other people friendly and how else to say it? Need to communicate this well. You need to get it out of your head in a way that is most likely to get it into the other person's head. As a spouse, as a friend, as a significant other, as a client, as an employer. And the source of so many relational problems, so many issues with my employees, so many issues with my business partner, so many issues with my wife, so many issues with people I talk to on Twitter, so many issues with everything, clients, is lack of communication. It's I thought this, or I assumed this, or I told this person, but they didn't tell you, or, you know, you thought this, but, you know, whatever. It's just piece after piece after piece after piece of the information didn't translate from one person's brain to another. And it just causes so much difficulty. And I'm not saying that it's because we're all bad people. I mean, there's so many external reasons and, you know, just natural reasons why communication is difficult. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, clients are from Neptune, employees are from Saturn. You know, like, nobody thinks the same way you do. Nobody's in your head. And developing ability as a communicator is going to make you better at all the things. Spousing, significant othering, employing, being employed, working for people. The ability to communicate, and that doesn't mean you always say everything, right? That doesn't mean there's no aspect of tact or anything like that. But the ability to communicate, I am uncomfortable because of this. I'm expecting that. I cannot do this. In this amount of time, I won't be able to do that. When you do this, it makes me feel this way. I would really like it if you did this. That hurt. That was great. You did a good job. You did a terrible job. You're on the verge of losing your job. Whatever the communications are, the more we communicate, like I'm an over-communicator. You know, I was just talking with someone who I'm going to be doing a business deal with, and they said, well, how often do you want to check in? Once a month? Once every other month? And I was like, how about every other week? There's no such thing as over-communicating for me. I'll tell you if we're over-communicating. It's very unlikely we get to that place. So that's it. Talk about yourself. That's it. Thank you for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We're at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5. 5MinuteGeekShow.com, F-I-V-E. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes or RSS. And if you like this show, check it out. Communicate to somebody else that you like it. Thanks. Until next time. Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
Can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
There you go. Good job, bud.
It's Kai on there.
Kai's on there. Can you say eat your peas, baby, 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 please?
It's a peach, baby, baby, peach, baby.
Good job!